You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett, joined with me, as always, Teddy Lee Knox.
Hello.
Let's get right into it.
Absolutely.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about beverage season.
Beverage season, what it is, why it matters, and how CPG brands can set themselves up for success. So peak beverage season, Teddy, when is it?
Mid-May through mid-July, I would say most of the time. So in my case, the second my kids are getting ready to get on summer break, That's when they want all these fabulous beverages. They're sick of just their plain old water bottles. They want the juices. They want the sodas. They want all of the cool things because that's what all the commercials show and that's what all their friends are drinking.
So we're headed into, the quote-unquote summer holiday season.
Yep.
Obviously, like a lot of supply chains, you're prepping. You got to have the product on the shelf prior to that, right? People buy things for Memorial Day a week in advance or, a few days. So that means you got to ship it in advance. It's got to get to the DC. It's got to get out to the stores.
Mm-hmm. And you have to have that consistent replenishment for your consumers like me who wait until the last possible second to pick it up day of. So don't forget about us.
Memorial Day morning, you're going to the grocery store for the barbecue that happens in 6 hours.
Exactly. Help the procrastinators, please.
100%. So that obviously, I keep saying obviously, that strains the supply chain, right?
Obviously,
it pushes things. It makes sure, we're identifying trucks to get to these specific places.
Mm-hmm.
So that could potentially eat up capacity that's not normally eaten up.
Exactly. All of these events, I don't know if you can call this an event or not, but things that happen in the marketplace that definitely dictate and change the market itself, because that is what you're seeing for the inbounds and the outbounds. So I wouldn't necessarily compare it to something like produce, but I do think it has an impact similar to what people have historically thought of as a disruptor in the past.
We've talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
On time in full. OTIF. Yep. Getting on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to have the product on the shelf so that you can sell it to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
More important than ever.
It is. And there's over $1 billion that is lost weekly from out of stocks due to these situations. And I think that that is really big when it becomes to beverage season. I've read through a couple articles that beverage season, like the beverages themselves, the sales can actually be dictated by the temperature changing 1 or 2 degrees. So if it gets a little bit warmer, people are going to go out and actually buy more Gatorade because they have I don't want to get dehydrated. I don't want my kids to get dehydrated. It's really hot out. So instead of just sending them with water, you're sending them with water and a Gatorade daily to their summer camp.
Tangent alert. What's your favorite beverage when it gets 1 to 2 degrees warmer?
I'm a really big fan of Waterloo sparkling water.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites.
A particular flavor?
I'm really into the guava berry.
Whoa.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
But I also really like doing just the plain sparkling water and adding like mint from my garden, maybe jalapeno, a little bit of lime. Kind of fun.
Very
really refreshing. What's yours?
I'm pretty simple. I like a good just lemonade. No particular brand.
Okay.
And then if I'm feeling very fancy, a classic Arnold Palmer.
Those are delicious.
Lemonade and iced tea together. I prefer more lemonade in my, it's not necessarily a 50-50. It's probably more like a 65-35 lemonade ratio.
I like it.
Sometimes I like to do iced tea on the bottom, a lot of lemonade in the middle, top it off with an iced tea.
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
All right. Tangent over. How about this? Raising on time in full, OTIF, from 77% to 95%. It can boost your gross margins.
Yes.
We talk about chargebacks and things of that nature. That's part of it. But again, having it available. We've also talked about sampling.
Involuntary sampling. Mm-hmm.
When your product's not there, a new product gets replaced, especially in those online grocery orders.
Yes. Or even if it just didn't get there in time and wasn't able to be put out on the floor, So say you're late to the DC,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be late to the store. And when someone's stocking, when they're doing your Kroger pickup, they're probably not going to go to the back of the store to get you this specific beverage. They're probably going to give you the next best so they can keep things going. We got to make sure that time, just like a warehouse, if things go behind, it causes problems for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really big issue that comes up. But again, that involuntary sampling, people are not going to be able to get your product. And people are very vocal now. And no, not just on reviews. It's on Instagram. It's on
the TikTok.
A video.
Snap face.
Is that a thing?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not just that you lost on it, but someone. And if that someone happens to be influential,
yeah,
it could tend to be problematic for you.
Do you have any, the challenging part about logistics is, especially as a carrier, that you're only as good as your last load.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of emotions involved in it. You could be 98% on time, and mm-hmm. the last one was for Memorial Day weekend, and it didn't get there on time or missed, and now it's rescheduled till a week out, and the product's not going to be there. I don't have a ton of examples of that. Do you have any specific
examples of things not delivering on time?
Yeah, I feel like when we get those questions, or that type of example is usually coming to us, which mm-hmm. is very fortunate that, you know, a brand would say, or a potential customer of ours would say, yeah, we were cruising along and then we had a hot shipment that needed to get there and it missed. So that's why you're getting a shot.
Yeah.
Taking over our transportation.
I mean, we've had examples for customers going to Costco, Sam's Club and Walmart are the ones that come to mind. And we've even been able to help them in situations where they went for the most cost-effective truck
mm-hmm.
and it came back to hurt them. They're missing out on a Costco promotion. And if you miss out on that promotion, it causes a lot of problems for your future shelf space. And
it's like 48 hours long. And if it's not there, then
it's not there.
Sorry.
Yes.
We can't trust you.
And consumers are probably going to not buy as much.
Yeah.
And then your relationship with your buyer is difficult. And we've had situations where we've been able to help pick up from, you know, like warehouses or rework facilities, redeliver. And we've even been able to use some of our partners to break it up and deliver directly to the stores.
Yeah.
So they get things there on time because there was something, you know, some hitch in their communication, whether it was inventory, whether it was their current carrier, that thinking outside the box, I don't think necessarily comes to every single logistics provider.
Yeah. I was, piggybacking off of that, I was thinking of some like events,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know if we've ever delivered into Coachella, but maybe
we have.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, CrossFit Games or
mm-hmm.
I know we had didn't we have an event at the White House?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we delivered into the White House.
A couple of Beyonce concerts.
Correct. So these are smaller shipments that require expedite,
mm-hmm.
fast delivery with maybe some unique stairs or upstairs or mm-hmm. inside the actual facility, maybe not a place that has a dock.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get creative and you got to really follow through.
Yeah.
But it makes the difference.
We've also done a photo shoot for the Kardashians with a specific product that had to be built into a throne. So it had to be there at an exact time.
So it could
be they could take these beverages, turn it into a throne. And I believe it was just for Instagram.
Love it.
It was for their own personal Instagram and it had to be on time. You were 20 minutes late for that. There's no throne.
So outside of the influencers, what do we need to do to prepare ourselves for beverage season?
I think
planning early, Teddy, planning early. It's always the same answer.
Plan early.
Yeah.
Communicate. Get a provider that's going to communicate back.
Yep. Obviously, working with Zipline, we specialize in retail logistics. So we understand all the requirements into those facilities. We've talked about it on multiple podcasts, but
yeah,
you get 14 days lead time, the availability or the ability to schedule into a lot of these DCs,
mm-hmm.
scheduled 10 to 14 days out.
Mm-hmm.
And it is critical that you get that visibility to your provider so that they can start the scheduling process as early as possible because mm-hmm. it books up quickly.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where we really want to try and plan and help our carrier partners
mm-hmm.
to find out what's best. If you get that 6 a.m. delivery, that's on a 650-mile shipment, now things have to change on when it's going to pick up. That might have to pick up the day prior
mm-hmm.
And or cause a disruption in in the whole plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that early visibility is important.
And we've had so many situations where we've been able to help customers due to issues with inventory, production, imports, where maybe the product isn't readily available.
Mm-hmm.
And so they won't tender the orders because there's nothing to pick. So obviously there's nothing that we can appoint. But we've been able to create different, I guess, programs or structures within our system to help them secure their appointments and provide that visibility. And then it's much easier to reach out to your buyer and ask for a little bit of help of rescheduling rather than we didn't get an appointment and it's delivering in 2 days. All of those little steps, although they may seem silly, make a huge impact on your relationship with your customers, your buyers, and that's going to show you the biggest strengths and the biggest growth for your brand.
What piece of advice would you give a beverage brand as they prepare for beverage season or peak season?
Call us.
Yeah, that's
that
a good
okay?
one.
Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I love it. I think of communication, so like, you know, it's as important as you want to make it to be. So if you want a daily update, we can do that. If you want a weekly update or a review or like a checklist, these are all the ones that when they're scheduled, et cetera, we obviously have a visibility tool called Canopy.
Mm-hmm.
That helps, but we can also tailor that to our customers' needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important. We already touched on it, the communication element and partnership, right? There's a reason those are our values.
Yes, I agree. And I think the biggest part is you have the dedicated team, but you always, in everything you do, everywhere in life, you need some sort of facilitation tool. And I think that's where Canopy comes in. And if you don't have the time to speak to your team all the time, either way you look at it, one of the pieces that we're providing is, you know, the data. It is the, you know, KPIs. And then we have the facilitation to go along with it. So that way you have everything you need at your fingertips and you just removed two hats, possibly more.
Boom.
Boom.
I think we nailed it.
I think so, too.
Most importantly, have fun. Beverage season. It is fun to see, you know, get there to deliveries. Be proud of the work that you're doing when you see them pick up and deliver on time. As always, folks, thank you for tuning in. Smash that like button. Leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. This episode was in particular inspired by a blog post that's on www.ziplinelogistics.com, and it will be in the show notes. Teddy, good luck in beverage season.
Same to you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us on another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Podcast.
See you next time.